Welcome to Faith Promise Missions Sunday. I'm Kim Zender, Chair of the Missions Board. As a board, we do try to offer a variety of missions so that we can provide ways to serve and offer humility. A few weeks ago, Pastor Bob mentioned about, did a sermon on boredom. And if you're bored, serving others is the solution. It's the third part of our Know, Love, and Serve pathway. It's the good works God calls us to do. Faith Promise Mission Sunday is a day to showcase just a few of our mission ministries. Our efforts are local, state, and worldwide. Today we have four short stories of current ministries and the impact on who we serve. Our first speaker today is David Wolf, presenting about Family Promise. He and his wife Kay are newer members of the church, but both of them are actively involved in missions.
Matthew 25, verse 37 says, "Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me." When you think of homeless people, you probably think of the bearded guy with a dog or a shopping cart at the corner of a major intersection. Kay and I have been friends of John 3:16 Mission for many years. Like most of you, we thought those bearded guys with their drug and alcohol problems were the homeless. We were shocked to learn that in the United States, over 40% of the homeless are families. 10% of all the homeless in the U.S. are children under age 5. There are an estimated 3,700 homeless children in the Tulsa County school systems. Several times this year, Pastor Bob has shared his vision for the future of Christ Church. He wants us to sharpen our discipleship path of know, love, serve. One of the ways our congregation serves is to shelter and feed homeless families as part of Family Promise of Tulsa County. Family Promise is a network of 13 host congregations who provide shelter to families 1 week at a time. Shelter is provided in the host congregation's building. So, every 3 months, Christ Church becomes a home to homeless families for a week. Many of you have already heard me talk to your Sunday school class and are already volunteering to help Family Promise. I cannot say it enough. Thank you for doing that. For those of you not familiar with Family Promise, during the week, we shelter families here at Christ Church. We provide them with dinner, a safe place to sleep, breakfast, and a sack lunch. During the day, the families go to a resource center that Family Promise has. There, the families get help with job and housing searches, and parenting and money management skills. There are also another 11 congregations that serve as supporting congregations. These supporting congregations help the host congregations by providing dinner and evening hosts, one or two evenings during the week that the host congregation is sheltering. The congregations that are members of Family Promise come from many denominations. Family Promise of Tulsa County is now about 1 year old. In Oklahoma, there are also Family Promise affiliates in Bartlesville, Shawnee, and Lawton. Nationwide, there are over 200 affiliates in 43 states. In 2017, over 90,000 individuals were served by Family Promise nationwide. 36,000 of those were children under age 5. Once Kay and I learned about the number of homeless families in Tulsa County, it was easy for us to get involved with Family Promise. We have served as overnight hosts a number of times this first year. I assist Kim in coordinating the volunteers from Christ Church, and I am trying to recruit more supporting congregations. At the fundraising dinner last year, we got to hear the testimony of two mothers in the program. They talked about how they and their children became homeless and what Family Promise has meant to them. The next week, Kay and I got to meet them as they were guests here during the host week at Christ Church. I also transported one of those families to their next host location. And as we got lost, I had some time, so I was able to visit with them. Just as I would visit with you, my friends, about things like school and the latest Avenger movies. Every 3 months, Jesus comes to sleep at our church, right here in this building. He brings some friends with him, some neighbors of ours. When you look on the face of his friends, you see the face of Jesus. I invite you to join Kay and myself in knowing, loving, and serving Jesus and his friends through Family Promise. Blessings.
Thank you, David. Yes, he and his wife, Kay, have been a huge help in implementing Family Promise here at our congregation. And I want to give you a spoiler alert. I've recently learned that a new executive director has been hired for Family Promise, and that announcement will be coming very soon. I also mentioned that we have some worldwide projects being carried out this year. We are sending a team to Russia in late July to assist Pastor Irina with some playground construction, but mostly just to be with her congregation, to offer them support. Sometimes the most important thing we can do is simply show up. Also recently formed is a team going to Puerto Rico in late September to assist with the rebuilding efforts after Hurricane Maria. But back to local efforts. Next are Scott and Nicole Cook, and they're presenting about their involvement with Circle of Care.
Good morning. I'm Nicole Cook, and this is my husband, Scott. James 1:27 says, "True religion is this, to help orphans and widows in their distress." This is what Circle of Care does. They are a ministry of the Oklahoma Conference of the United Methodist Church. Their mission is to provide Christian help, healing, and hope to children and families in crisis to ensure a safe, healthy, and spiritual future. They do this through four programs: Preparation for Adult Living, Foster Care Services, Pearl's Hope, and Community Outreach. Preparation for Adult Living, or PAL, helps teens and young adults who are aging out of foster care or lack family support pursue education. Pearl's Hope provides housing and support for single women and their children. Through their foster care services, they help people get trained and certified to be foster parents and provide support to foster families, such as support groups, a clothing co-op, and welcome baskets. My children really enjoyed their parties. Currently, there are 8,322 kids in state custody. These kids' lives matter, and Circle of Care is working hard for them. If you know of a family in crisis, their staff would like to help with guidance and support. Of course, they can always use financial support or volunteers. Please let them know if you're interested in getting involved in their ministries. We have a table right behind these back doors. We got involved with Circle of Care in 2014. We felt called to be foster parents. They helped us get certified and gave us ongoing support. Preston and Melody, who are biological siblings, came to live with us in the fall of 2014. We were able to adopt them in February of 2016.
When we were asked to share how Circle of Care has impacted our lives, my first thoughts were, how have our lives not changed? Our involvement with Circle of Care has certainly been a blessing, but has also made our lives much more difficult. But Jesus' calling is not easy. He doesn't call us to a life of comfort and leisure. On the contrary, Jesus says in John 16:33, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Our involvement with Circle of Care has meant spending the better part of an hour and a half each night for the past 3.5 years sitting or lying in bed with our youngest, because it takes him that long to get calm and still enough to fall asleep. It has meant waking up to that same little boy coming into our room every night, asking if he can sleep on the love seat or in bed with us because he doesn't feel safe in his own room. It has meant countless counseling, therapy, and doctor visits. It's meant that sometimes our other children don't get all the attention that they need because there's just two of us and five of them. It's meant that Nicole and I have been on fewer dates because we don't always know how our youngest will respond to deal with it, how he'll respond to our leaving, and it takes a special person to deal with him sometimes. It's also meant that we had our hearts broken when the children we had grown to love were reunited with their birth mom, but knew that it was in their best interest for that to work out. It also meant that we did not even hesitate to take them back and risk our hearts being broken again when they came back into care because that trial unification failed. But the blessings go along with it. I get to see this smile every day. And I get to see this smile every day. And when I show this sign to my little boy, he says, "I love you too, Daddy." It's meant countless hugs, kisses, and I love yous. It's brought even more laughter into our home. It's brought more bathroom humor than Nicole cares to recall. It's meant knowing that these children have a house to call home, food to eat every day, a bed to lay their head on each night, and a family that loves and cares for them more than they will ever know. It's meant knowing that I am following the call of Jesus, and I'm modeling that for my children. I want to leave you with this verse in Matthew 14, verses 25 through 31. "Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid.' 'Lord, if it's you,' Peter replied, 'tell me to come to you on the water.' 'Come,' he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, 'Lord, save me.' Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him." Jesus is calling us to get out of the boat and join him in ministry. Maybe it's with Circle of Care, maybe it's with one of the many other ministries of the church, but he is calling all of us. Nicole and I have followed his call into foster care and adoption. At times, we have walked on water with Jesus, and it's been truly amazing. Other times, we've been sinking up to our necks in the waves, but he has always been with us, holding our hands and encouraging us onward. Where are you today? Are you sitting in the boat, comfortably, afraid to take that first step on the water? Or are you already walking on the water with Jesus in ministry? I know I would rather be sinking in the waves, knowing that Jesus is holding my hand, than sitting in the boat, comfortably watching him walk away. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Scott and Nicole, for sharing your experiences. They are beautiful ones. Today we request that you complete a pledge card with an amount that's over and above your regular giving. This allows the Mission Board to act on your behalf for the betterment of our world. The Mission Board endeavors to be good stewards of the funds entrusted to us. Christ Church is a very giving church with its time, talents, and treasures, and for that we are grateful. Our next presenter, Wendy Sheets, has assisted with youth activities for 10 years, such as Upward Basketball, Water's Edge, Special Events, and now with the Youth at Heart Tuesday Tutoring Program.
Thank you, Kim.
As many of you all know, I'm Wendy Sheets, and I've been attending this church for probably 11 years or so, and a good majority of that time I have been involved with children's ministries and youth because I do have a heart for kids. I wouldn't do this otherwise. And I changed careers about 4 years ago and became a teacher. So my schedule freed me up in the afternoons to join the Christ Church tutoring program. I'd always wanted to do that. So now that I had a little, you know, a different schedule in the evening, I could come and be a part of that tutoring. So I've been a tutor just for a little over 2 years. There's a lot of you in here that have been doing that for a really, really long time. But the Christ Church tutoring program is part of the Youth at Heart, which is a nonprofit organization here in Tulsa, and it's an after-school program. And for the past 43 years, they have served kids from socioeconomically challenged neighborhoods and schools here in Tulsa. And as I said, tutoring is just one of their many programs. And we offer here at Christ Church weekly on a Tuesday afternoon. And Christ Church has been involved in this program since like the mid-80s. So it's a long-established program here at our church. The kids come to us, and we match them with a tutor who works one-on-one with them each time. We help them with their homework. We help them with maybe reading skills, math skills. You don't have to be a teacher to be a tutor. Anyone can work with a child to help them and improve their reading or math skills and things like that. And thanks to the generosity of members here who have contributed to other, past missions outreaches, we can provide a snack, healthy snack for the kids, and then other learning activities and games and fun things that we can do with the kids as well. And as I mentioned, some of the tutors have been with this program for like more than 20 years. And that has just kind of goes to show what a strong program it is. It did go through a little bit of a change this past year in that rather than we're working now with just one school, so we have the kids that are coming from one school, and I think we've now got a nice little group of just 8 children, and hopefully in this new academic year there will be even more that will be able to come. When Pastor Bob was asking us, you know, how this program has changed us or what it means to us, I mean, I get to see these kids every week and see the smiles on their faces, knowing that they're coming to a place where people care about them, they're willing to help them, and we provide mentorship for them. And just to see the smiles on their faces brings joy to my heart. We open every session with a prayer before they eat their snack. And the kids are just jumping at the chance to be the person to lead the prayer. Wendy, Madam Sheets, can I do the prayer? And it fills my heart with such joy when they're volunteering to do the closing prayer or the afternoon prayer. And I don't know whether these children go to a church or not, but this might be their first exposure to a church. So I want to leave you with a couple words from other tutors who have been involved in the program and what the program means to them. I'm a retired teacher who worked for 38 years at the elementary level, and I worked with kindergarten through fourth grade and enjoyed every grade level. After I retired, I really wanted to do volunteer work that was important. The tutoring program at Christ United Church is a wonderful program that both adults and children can enjoy. Second tutor says, tutoring is about teaching and learning book work, but is equally as critical that tutoring is about mentoring, helping each student increase their own sense of self-esteem, self-worth, self-confidence, and helping them see that hard work and good behavioral choices will together make their lives better. It's rewarding to me and to the students if they leave our program as a better-hearted person than when they first came into our presence. Tutoring is about leaving a positive footprint. And the final comment, tutoring for me is a chance to give back. I have read that if a student has one person in their life that believes in them, it can change the course of their life. We don't know what the students we tutor have as their home life. For some, it may be a really difficult place. I have encountered students who don't have utilities on at home. Some may be moved from relative to relative because their parents are gone. I see tutoring as an opportunity to mentor and encourage them to become all God created them to be. I would like to send a message of faith and hope to them, and I would like to help them learn and understand their subjects. Most important to me is for them to feel like they have someone who truly cares about them as a person and wants to help. I want it to be fun in a non-stressful environment where they can feel safe and cared for. So I'll leave you with this Bible verse from Proverbs 22:6. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn away from it. And I think that kind of sums up what we're trying to do with the tutoring program. And there is more information on the table out there if you do want to know a little bit more about the program, the broader program at Youth at Heart. But I thank you very much for your time and your continued support of the program.
Thank you, Wendy, for serving in so many ways. If you didn't know, she was a French teacher for elementary school, so that's the Madame Sheets reference. As I was preparing my notes and heart for this presentation, a quotation attributed to John Wesley came to mind, and I found it on Pinterest, so it must be true. So do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can. To me, pardon me, to me, that's the essence of being a Christian, and specifically a Methodist. Our final speaker is Brian Shields, a graduate of the Exodus House, a program of the CGM Criminal Justice and Mercy Ministries.
Good morning, Christ Church. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Brian Shields, and I'm a member right here at Christ Church. I love it here, I've made many friends, and look forward to making many more. I'm here this morning to speak about a program you may or may not be familiar with, the Exodus House. The Exodus House is a program that helps people transition from prison to back into society. Many challenges face people that are being released from prison, and housing, employment, support from people who believe in you and hold you accountable are just some of those. Imagine that by no one's fault but your own, you shatter relationship and trust of your family and friends. You feel isolation, destitution. You want nothing more than to prove yourself and rekindle those relationships so precious to you. How and where do you begin? In Oklahoma, when you're released from prison, you get $50 and a bus ticket. From there, you're on your own. It's not hard to see how people with no help and support return to their old patterns and choices. The Exodus House program is designed to provide people who are willing to abide by those rules the tools they need to get back into life on the outside and gain the skills necessary not to return to prison. Program participants are given completely furnished apartment down to the linens and kitchen supplies. In lieu of rent, they are required to put $400 a month into a savings account to be used later to move into more permanent housing once they graduate. Participants attend church 3 times a week. Participate in group therapy and skill-building programs, and are subject to ongoing random drug tests. Exodus House residents must acquire a job within a week of their release, even if it's just temporary or a transitional job. There are programs, Exodus House programs in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. Each apartment is sponsored by a different Methodist church. These churches provide volunteer sponsors and mentors who are active in the lives of the resident and who are responsible for connecting the Exodus House resident with their sponsor church. The sponsor is key contact for the church to the resident. They provide rides to church, help support with physical needs, most importantly, making the resident feel worthy, actively supported, and loved. I have to thank Doug and Joe Prey, as well as Bobby and Connie Ratliff, for the love and support they've shown me since I came to the Exodus House program. The Exodus House gave me the opportunity not only to get back into the world, but to thrive. I graduated the Exodus House about a year ago. I have reunification with my family. I have a great job. I have a nice car. I have an apartment, part of this great church, and receive much love from many people here. Christ Church has been a sponsor of the Exodus House for many years. This church has a number of successful graduates, including Virginia Walkup, Ginger Joyner, and our most recent graduate, Billy Lothrop. There are probably more that I'm not aware of, but I do say this. The program works, and I don't know where I'd be right now if God hadn't placed me where he did. The Exodus House ministry has recently been moved from an apportionment ministry to a volunteer giving ministry, so all the help you can give will be appreciated. I encourage you to continue to support this ministry in any way you can.
Amen. I hope you your heart is as full as mine is right now to have heard about how these persons, through your help and with your support and others, are doing it right here, right out of our own local church, making a difference in the lives of people right here in our community and even beyond around our world. So, Faith Promise Mission Sunday. One of the things I think it's important to say about a day like today is that, our church, as a part of the Methodist Connection, we are supporting missions all over the world and across our state, right here in our own community. In fact, any time that you give any kind of a contribution, a portion of that helps to support local ministries, statewide ministries, international ministries. In fact, you might ask, how much do we give in that kind of giving through a year? Well, we give about $157,000 that we will give this year beyond ourselves through the mission and ministries of our church. And so right here in Tulsa, Restore Hope receives The thing that Brian mentioned is there's been a slight shift in the way apportionments are talked about, but our finance board has said we're not going to look at it as an optional thing. We're going to just continue to support these ministries in the way that we have. However, what I am so thrilled about is our Faith Promise Missions opportunity. It's something that's gone on here. It's been a way for individuals to say, I'm excited about what happens through the ministry of the church and my everyday giving, but how about over and above? What could I do in partnership with the mission board to make a difference? And as we've heard, local missions right here are the beneficiaries. So this card that you were handed this morning, what I want all of us to do is pick that card up. Put that in your hand. Put that in your hand, if you will. You should have had that in your bulletin. And what I want us to do is fold this section right here and tear that off. Tear that little piece off there, because that is the piece that you're to use prayerfully to say, Lord, do you want me to be a faith promise missions participant over and above? And if you do, Lord, what would that amount be over this next year? And what we ask you to do, you notice there's not a place to sign. There's just a place for an amount. And it's a covenant between you and the Lord. Lord, if you were to bless me in a special way, what might I do? Some people have said, they've told shared stories with me in the past. Hey, I put down, I wanted to help maybe with $50 extra a month. And I got a raise that gave me, $200 extra dollars a month, and I wasn't counting on that. Other people say, I have had this habit in terms of my spending, and I've just decided that I'm not going to do that, and I'm going to put $5 a month toward Faith Promise over and above, or whatever it is. So I want us in a minute, there's going to be an opportunity to sing. And at the end of the service, there's going to be people who have baskets that would receive your faith promise if you want to do that. And so I would prayerfully ask us to encourage that. In fact, let me lead us in a prayer just a moment. Oh, Lord, we do thank you for these ministries we've heard about. We thank you for the call that's on all of our lives to be your hands and feet into the world, to be doing the work of mission. And we thank you that, yes, we have this special opportunity over and above and speak to us, Lord. Is there something that you would have us to do in this regard? And if so, what is that? And thank you for the opportunity to step out in faith with you this day. It's in Christ's name that we've prayed, and everyone said, amen.